What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the We Got Now podcast. We have yet another senior spotlight for you here on this Sunday evening. I hope you're enjoying these spotlights. I know I sure am. I'm getting told that many people are listening to them and really, really enjoying them, getting to know our seniors. We've had four seniors on the podcast, and we have another one here today. This lady is super special to me and my wife, Caitlin, and that is Emma Haynes, senior at Murray High. What's up, Emma?
What's up?
Emma is incredible church, and people who don't go to Hardin Baptist Church as well, you're going to absolutely fall in love with Emma, her personality, and just really be encouraged by what the Lord has done in her life. So let's just get into a get-to-know-you section. Is that cool?
Yeah,
so let's just get to know Emma. How long, let's start here, how long have you been in our ministry?
Well, I think me and my family started going here when I was in fourth grade. Okay. And so since sixth grade, since we've been in the youth ministry, I've been
okay, so you've here, been yeah. here a long time, okay? And so I've known you for a long time. I've known you for about 7 years. What are some things you're involved in outside of church? Because I don't always get to see you there, right? And I know our church doesn't always get to see you outside of church. So what's some things that you love, maybe some things you do outside of your time you spend at church, which is a lot of your time?
Well, I love hanging out with my family and my friends. Like, that's a huge priority to me. Also, I run the Murray High School Instagram account, and I'm president of FBLA and Leo Club.
So I did not know the Instagram. Clubs. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So FBLA and Leo Club?
Yeah, it's like a service, a service club.
So both at Murray High.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you said president of FBLA?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about FBLA. How'd you get involved with FBLA? How do you enjoy FBLA? Obviously, if you're president, you got to. So how'd you get involved with FBLA?
Well, my freshman year, I got some of my friends invited me, hey, you should join this club. And so I did that. And my sophomore year, I got the opportunity to be an officer. And so I was a reporter for that, for that year, and then my junior year as well. And and then I got to be, now I'm co-president with Bria Stiff. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So FBLA, Leo Club. Mm-hmm. And that's very cool. All right. And president of both. So you're a big deal. You just come on back. Yeah. It's feeling like a big deal. That's really cool. That's cool. So maybe you've heard the other podcast. This one's always tricky. This is a tricky question. But if you've heard them, you maybe have had time to think about this. Three words or less, I want you to tell us who you are. In three words or less. They can be individual words or it can be a phrase. But if you go over three words, I'm throwing the buzzer at you. Okay. So three words or less, who are you?
Okay. I'd probably say empathetic, able to see myself in other people's shoes. Encouraging, I try to be. And then competitive, surprisingly. Internally, I have a competitive drive, even though I don't outwardly show that sometimes. But
empathetic, encouraging, and competitive. I thought you were going to do the three E's.
No, that would be cool.
That was so cool.
Three E's for Emma.
So empathetic, 100% encouraging. Now, the competitive side, that's something I've never seen.
Yeah, no. Card games, you don't even. Can't even see me play.
Little brother Caleb, does he not play with you card games anymore? Because he's Emma's too competitive.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if we just ran a race, you're just competitive.
I would want to win. Yeah.
Yeah. Caitlin, which I'm sure talk about at some point on the podcast, super competitive. She doesn't mind me saying. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Losing? Not my favorite.
Okay. Y'all are just alike.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. Emma's competitive. Let's do a speed round, okay? Several of your favorite things. There's no wrong answer, but if there's a wrong answer, I'll tell you that that's a wrong answer, okay? So I'll just ask Emma, what's your favorite blank?
Okay.
And you fill in the blank. Okay, fair?
Awesome.
All right. Favorite school subject?
Probably business, but I don't know.
Business?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay. Why business? I kind of lean into that.
I just I don't know. I get it. I don't know. It's just something clicks with me. It makes sense. And I enjoy learning about how businesses run and different, especially marketing. But
very cool.
Yeah.
And FBLA. Yeah. It makes sense. It checks out.
Yeah. Okay.
So business. Mm-hmm. Great. What is really simple Mm-hmm. Your favorite color?
Yellow, 100%.
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. Love that color.
Okay. I'm coaching two T-ball teams this year. We're both yellow. We're
awesome.
The Savannah Bananas. So very good. So your favorite color is yellow.
Yeah.
Not pink, purple. No, you're just yellow, discriminating against sure. those colors. You like yellow.
Yep. Okay. It's a happy color.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see, favorite, let's do favorite food.
Ooh, can I say two?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Rotisserie chicken or chicken quesadillas. Chicken and cheese.
So just chicken.
Yeah.
You like chicken.
Yeah.
And then rotisserie chicken or chicken quesadilla.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, very cool. Let's go favorite on the food thing, favorite place to go eat.
Qdoba.
Qdoba.
Yes.
I love Qdoba.
Love Qdoba.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you get the burrito or the bowl?
I get their chicken quesadilla.
Oh.
It's so good.
That's awkward. That's the wrong choice.
Yeah. No, their bowls are good too, though.
Yeah, their bowls
had their
great.
Burritos. I haven't had those. But yeah. their bowls are good. I like them.
Very cool. Let's see. Last one here. If you could vacation anywhere in the world, ooh. Nothing's off limits, budget doesn't matter, 7 days wherever you want, where are you vacationing?
I don't know, Appalachian Mountains probably. Like,
oh.
Go to the mountains.
Yeah.
And, like, in there, like, in a cabin.
Okay.
Just
in a cabin in
yeah.
the middle of nowhere in
yeah.
the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that either.
Really?
No.
No.
So what's the draw?
I don't know. I just love the mountains. Like, Gatlinburg, that's, like, my favorite place to go ever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The mountains, and I can, like, hiking.
Yeah.
Just love the mountains.
Very cool. Were you at the snowcross? You'd have probably been, like, if you were probably like a freshman when we went, instead of skiing, snowboarding, we went to the mountains to Gatlinburg.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You might have been in eighth grade. Like, I don't know if you
I
were in our high school ministry yet.
I don't
yet.
Think so.
So, yeah, that
I
used
wish.
To be a thing.
That's awesome.
So, falling, skiing isn't, like, fun, right? So, you'd rather go to the mountains.
No, both are awesome.
Chill.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool. How about this? What is something random about you, just random in nature that maybe I don't know, which you've shared something that I didn't know, but definitely a lot of people don't know about you? Something random.
Mm. I'd say probably that I'm, like, kind of freaked out by Kermit the Frog and ladybugs.
No, Emma.
Yes. Yeah. They well, both freak me out bad. Like,
Okay, Kermit the Frog, like, I can yeah. understand. Little strange guy.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with ladybugs?
I don't know. I just can't. Like, Yeah.
Ladybugs.
Yes. Yeah.
We're talking about the little tiny insects
with freak me out. Yeah,
cute
I don't know.
Little wings, specks on the back. Ladybugs.
Yeah.
Do you have, like when you were a baby, did a ladybug land on your nose? And
no.
What happened?
I don't know. Like, anytime I, like, see them now, it's like, just, like, startles me, like, bad. Like, I can't. Like, I get a feeling in my
no
bones.
Way.
Like, it's bad, yeah.
So, if you're driving down the road and a ladybug lands on your steering wheel.
I will be pulling over to the side of the road and getting it off. And actually calling my dad to get it off, probably.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a ladybug. But you're scared of him.
They're, yeah.
And Kermit the Frog, I get.
Yeah.
He's just a creepy-looking dude.
It freaks me.
Honestly, more people should be afraid of Kermit the Frog. Mm-hmm. I'm
yeah.
going to throw that out there. I don't like frogs, so... Kermit the Frog, I can feel that one.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's just, man, it's always fun to hang out with Emma. Maybe get into this if we have time. My wife, Caitlin, is her discipleship group leader as of late, and we've just really enjoyed having her over. I know my wife's enjoyed getting to disciple her. She's so fun to hang out with, to talk to joke around with. But what we really love to talk about, what Emma really loves to talk about, is Jesus. And how Jesus has saved her, how Jesus has changed her life. And it is evident by, Emma, just who you are, how you live, how you speak, how you act, that Jesus is your King. He's your Lord and He's your Savior. And so let's get a little bit into that. Is that good with you?
Yeah.
How about you start with just telling us how Jesus became your King, Lord, and Savior? How did Jesus save you? What's your story?
Yeah. So, when I've grown up in church, both my parents have, like, they've raised me up in the church and stuff. And I, like, made a false profession when I was 6. And I did not know what it meant. I did not know what the gospel was, what the true gospel was. Because I've heard it. I could tell you, Jesus died on the cross for my sins, rose again. Yep, great. He wants a relationship with me. I didn't understand what that meant, though. And so growing up, like, it was rough, and, like, I was living my life for the world and did what it wanted me to do. Like, I was, like, that was what I was motivated by. And I had some struggles getting older. Like, my parents got divorced. And so there was, like, court issues, some stuff like that. And so, like, my circumstances and, like, my mindset was just, like, in the dumps, I guess. Like, and my that impacted the way that I saw Jesus and, like, what, like, oh, yeah, I grew up in church. I know what this is, what this gospel is. But, like, it, like, I didn't really, like, understand why Jesus would love me, because my circumstances were, like, I was like, there's no way that he could, there's no way he could, a good God would love me if all these things are happening to me. And then, so, that was my mindset. I had, like, was, yeah, my mindset was not awesome. I had some mental health issues that I went through, like anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, stuff like that. And so that impacted that.
Yeah.
But then we were at this, like, have you heard of The Chosen?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were watching one of the episodes of, like, Peter walking on water and stuff. And it was like, he tried to walk on water, but he obviously failed. And Jesus said in the episode, he was like, you have little faith, why do you doubt? And that was like I turned to my brother, he's like crying. And I'm like, why is he crying? Like, what's happening here? But that was like the first real reason of, like, me clicking of, like, okay, there's, I don't have a relationship with Jesus. Like, what is this meaning of, like, why do you doubt, kind of thing like that? What is he doubting? That kind of thing. And, like, I don't have what I'm telling people I have. Anyways, and then so the next day I heard a couple at, like, some of my friends, not my friends, my parents' friends, their testimony. They shared it with me. And through that, they shared their testimony, but also the gospel with me. And, like, something clicked that time. Like, I'd heard it so many times, but, like, something clicked of, like their circumstances were bad too, or would seemingly be bad, but, like, Jesus loved them, and, like, you could see, like, and Jesus loves me too. Like, that's, it was right. like just the love of Jesus and, like, his work on the cross, like, what it meant, kind of thing like that. Yeah, he did die and he did rise from the dead and all this stuff. He does want a relationship with me, but he wants a relationship with me, and that's pretty cool. That's, and he, right, loves me, you know what I'm saying?
That's,
like,
right.
It, like, really clicked. And so it was like, I'm broken. I'm so broken. Obviously I'm broken. All these things, I can't do it by myself, but, like, just, like, I need Jesus. And it was like, I just saw I needed Jesus bad. And I saw that he loved me. And so then I gave my life to him that day. Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? You look at your circumstances, like, man, I'm not sure if God is good, if he's sovereign. Like, why is he allowing these things to happen? But, like, then when you look to the cross and you see, like, this is God's solution for our brokenness. Here is his proof for his love for us. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross in our place so that we could have that relationship with him and spend eternity with him, because this time on earth is so finite and so small, right? And those of us in Christ get to spend forever, eternity with God on the new heaven and new earth, where there will be no more bad circumstances. It will be all good all the time. And God is saving us from this world and this brokenness and bringing us into that world. And so thank you so much for sharing that story with us. So how roughly, it's okay, roughly how long ago was that?
That was my freshman year. Okay. So, like, 3 years.
Okay.
3 years.
So you've now been walking with Jesus for, like, 3 years, right? So, and again, it's just so evident that you're walking with Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit just radiates from you in your speech and in your actions. What's life been like since you put your faith and trust in Jesus?
My circumstances did not completely, like, flip a switch, change when I made that decision to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't, like, a dramatic change of circumstances. And, like, that's how it's going to be. Like, the Bible literally says, like, it's going to be hard. And it was hard. And it continued to be hard. But, like, knowing that Jesus was walking with me through the fire, that, like, completely changed everything. It changed the way that I, like, saw my circumstances of like, these are temporary. I'm walking with someone who's like going to make this right one day. Like, it's going to be okay. And yeah, like I've grown a lot in like I've just spending time with him, like spending time with Jesus. Like, I've loved it more. Like, used to, like, I would sometimes read my Bible and I'd be, or in church and stuff too. Yeah, like, yeah, I'd be like, oh yeah, this is cool. But like, afterwards, like, you're reading like God's word and like, it's amazing. And like, I don't know, but yeah, just knowing that Jesus is walking with you through the fire has like completely changed everything.
Yeah. Oh man, that is so good. That is awesome. And so you've been in Christ for a little over 3 years, freshman year. Now you're a senior here. You've been in our ministry for 7 years. You've been at Hardin Baptist Church since you were in fourth grade. So really dialing in, I suppose, since you've been in Christ, right? What and how have you seen God grow you during your time in our ministry? All right, so over the last, we'll just call it since you've been in Christ, but in our ministry, how have you seen God grow you during that time? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, does that make sense? Like, ways God has specifically grown you as a result of just week in and week out, sitting at Impact and sitting under God's word and getting to worship him in community. How has God used that to grow you?
Well, I think, first of all, Hardin does a really, really good job of this, and that's, I love it. It's like preaching true God's word. Like, they're not, they don't, y'all don't skip over, like, things that are uncomfortable. Like, understanding and, like, every week, like, hearing, like, the true news of the gospel, like, like, not skipping over, like, and, like, being uncomfortable, I think, is a really big way that God's, like, worked through that of, like, I've needed, you need to be uncomfortable in order to grow. Like, it's not going to be easy, but like, being uncomfortable, realizing like how big your sin is and like knowing, like asking God to like, really like asking God, like working through your sins, like realizing what they are, like, or like addictions that like you've had, like things like that was one for me. Like, I really struggled with a certain addiction and like working, you have to like, you can't just push it to the side and be like, oh yeah, like that's fine. You're not growing if you're doing that. Like you have to put that before the Lord and surrender and like, no, like our sermon series.
Yeah, it's a good little throw in there, surrender.
Yes. But yeah, like surrendering that to God and like giving him all of you whenever you're giving your life to him, like you're not just giving him, I'm keeping my sin, but like you can have everything else of like, you got to give him your sin too. And like, you got to give him the bad stuff too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one way that he's grown me and like being uncomfortable. And yeah,
that's so good. Now this question may overlap. Okay. It's okay. But that was kind of like a look over the last 3 years. You've been in our ministry, been sitting under God's word throughout the surrender series, which is something we're going through now. We're walking through the books of Malachi and Daniel. And just saying that's the heart of Christianity, surrender to Christ, give it to him all, not a little but all. So just lately, right, maybe the start of your senior year, the start of this Impact series, doing Friends of Jesus on Sunday mornings, maybe your own personal studies, what's some things that the Lord has been teaching you lately?
That's good. I think one thing specifically is letting go of, like, my expectations of how things are going to happen or how things should go, and like letting go of my to-do list and letting go of what other people might think about me, like letting go about like my own self of like letting go of what I want and how things should go, and like really understanding like and learning the truths that God has like laid out through his word, and like learning what he says about me rather than like what other people say about me, like knowing those truths. Because if I like let myself believe all these other things, like then I'm not, that's really unbelief. Like it's unbelief of what God says about me. And like, yeah. So that's one thing of like, he's been teaching me, like, I have things like I say you are this, I say you are chosen, I say you are loved, I say you are mine. But like you can't, but like listen to what the world says. Yeah, like, yeah, good. That kind of thing.
That's good.
A, that's one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, man, that's a lesson I'm learning. It's a lesson we'll always continue to learn, because it just gets into the core of like, who are we? What is our identity? Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to forget who we are and what our identity is and who our identity belongs to. Mm-hmm. And it's not characterized by who we were before Christ, children of wrath, Ephesians 2, or, you know, slaves to sin all over the New Testament, or enemies of God. That's not who we are, right? Who we are is, like you said, chosen and loved and sons and daughters of the God of the universe, right? The living God. We've been resurrected. We're new creation. So just constantly, and I feel this, right? Like filling our minds with, man, what is scripture? Who does God say we are versus here's what my mind or here's who the world says I am. Here's who social media says I am. Like that stuff, the other stuff, that'll lead you to despair. That'll lead you to suffering, right? That'll lead you to just a dark place, but constantly bring to mind who God says we are is revolutionary, and it's something that we always have to do. So that's so good. Yeah, thank you for sharing that as well. Let's move on to some spiritual habits, or some people call them spiritual disciplines, okay? So what are, we did a series, I think it was your junior year, we did a series over spiritual disciplines, and we just kind of took one spiritual discipline each Sunday morning at Sunday school. We talked about it, tried to give you guys ways to implement it, and there's so many, all right? And there's the big ones, Bible reading, prayer, all those. What are some spiritual habits that you've implemented into your life, maybe not as a result of that series, but maybe you're doing before, maybe you did start doing them after, just some spiritual habits that you've implemented that you've seen God work through? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Some spiritual habits.
Yeah. Yes. So Bible reading, prayer, awesome.
Amen.
They're amazing. Yes.
Amen. Those are the dailies. Yeah. Like, let's get in
those
the word.
Are so important. Yes. Yeah. But also like not a lot of like silence and solitude. That's like one that's really, really big of like, I don't know. I've tried to implement that more in my life of all the busyness, to-do lists, like checking everything off. Like I got to go, 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 busyness, everything like that. Like, whenever you're in the go, go, go attitude, like you can't like really listen. It's so hard for you to listen to what God is saying or what God's calling you to do.
Yeah.
And so like taking time to like, for me to just like really listen and like be quiet, like mentally, like not even just like around you, like quietness, but like being mentally quiet and like trying to listen to what God could be calling you to do. Yeah, that's one. And also another one's evangelism, like that one, in school, like, yeah, I don't know, just trying to like sharing and like, it's so important. Like it's so important. There's so many people who just are so lost and like, I don't know, I've seen God move, like getting me out of my comfort zone again. Like, that's another way he's grown me of just like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like, I don't want to do that at all. It's not going to come easy, but like. Like, I don't know, just trying to bring up Jesus in conversations, even if it's a little touchy subject, like bringing it up and like sharing the gospel, even if they like don't want to hear it, like leave a rock in their shoe.
That's good. That's so good. Yeah. So silence and solitude and evangelism, and both of those things are hard. They're so hard, but they're so worth it. And they actually draw us nearer to Jesus, right? So let's talk a little bit on that evangelism piece, because evangelism isn't easy for anybody. Like, but some people are more gifted in evangelism, just more more naturally just able to do it. And I've obviously gotten to be side by side with you evangelizing and sharing the gospel, specifically like in the country of Costa Rica, which is one of our mission locations that our church sends us to. And so just talk a little bit about that Costa Rica trip, if you don't mind, right? Maybe what you learned in Costa Rica, but just like what was your experience like in Costa Rica sharing the gospel with I don't know how many people? What was that like? Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I loved it. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. Yeah, if you can go, definitely go. Definitely. I don't know. It was hard. Oh, it was hard sometimes. Not only just like, how do I share the gospel with these people, but like seeing the conditions that some of the people were in, or like how they're not, like it's genuinely like so much harder. Like for example, medical stuff, like they have to like wait in lines to get like medical care. Some of them do. And like just some of that was hard to like look at and see, but it was also like really encouraging. Like some, like we partnered with the church, like, and like being around them, it was so encouraging to see how like God is just not in America. Like he's
That's
like
right.
like he's global. He's a global God. That's and like like, there are so many people who are, like, believers, and, like, they're also spreading the gospel in other places, too. And, like, I don't know. It's just, it was just amazing and encouraging to see that, too. And, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Yeah. And so, for context, if you've never been to Costa Rica with us, which will be many of our listeners, we literally, for hours at a time each day, go door to door, home to home, knocking, saying, hey, can we share Jesus with you? And Emma was in my group this past year, and she's just really gifted at being able to share the gospel. And I think the gift falls with that, even like how you describe yourself, empathetic, right? Encouraging and competitive. that one didn't get on display, though, but empathetic, right? Like, not just, hey, if you don't believe the gospel, you're going to go to hell, right? Your approach is much more like Jesus's, and it's, hey, I care about you. I see you, and you know who else sees you? God sees you. So can we tell you about the God who sees you and who sent his son to save you? Like, I think your giftedness in evangelism really does come from your heart of just being seen by God and then telling others God sees you too, right? And just being able to share that in a gospel form that makes sense. And so just really love that about you, and love getting to do that with you side by side. So let's move on here to some shout outs. some people, maybe it's one, maybe it's two, however many you want to do. Don't want you to feel like you're leaving anybody out. So let's do like two or three shout outs. Okay. People who have deeply impacted your walk with Christ.
Number one, Maggie. Every girl will say it. Yeah. Just seeing her faith and like how she honored the Lord, and how she does continue to honor the Lord, and how much she cares about each and every one of us. That was just amazing to see. Also, Caitlin and RD group and your family, just how much you guys have like kind of just, we feel part of the family of like y'all, all of y'all, like
you are, you
all
are,
of y'all, like
you're like, yeah, your big sister Emma, so our little kids, so.
I love y'all. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Like, I don't know, just the way y'all have like just really loved on us, and like Caitlin, like how much she's poured into us, and like really just, I don't know, it's just been really, really like impactful. Yeah, it's just been really awesome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Any other shout out? It's okay, we don't have to force it, but
yeah, Hallie and Nora probably too. Love both of them. They've really gotten me through some hard times, but and been awesome to walk through life with them.
That's so good. Context there, Maggie Grant used to be our girls' discipleship director for a long time. Do you remember like when you met her? It was middle school.
Middle school for sure. I don't know when though.
Yeah, so walked with our girls for a long time. You were one of those girls. Caitlin's my wife. And then Hallie and Nora are both seniors. And Hallie's been on the podcast. Nora will be on the podcast later this year. And so they're both great. And I'm excited to get them on the – Hallie's already on there. I'm excited to get Nora on the podcast. So let's wrap up with two more questions. Okay. Let's go back in time and let's go forward in time.
Okay.
All right. So first, back in time, if you could give a single piece of advice to freshman Emma, now maybe it's before Christ, maybe she just came to Christ, I don't know, I'll let you decide, but freshman Emma, what's one piece of advice that you, a senior, would give to her?
I say stop caring about what I think. Like, stop caring what you think, Emma. Like, please. Like, what other people think. Yeah. Because that's for my before Christ, Emma.
Yeah.
Just because that was truly, like, what I was, like, I was living my life for other people's. Yeah, it was a lot of it. It was, like, even whenever I realized something was wrong with my, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not a believer. Like, even whenever that's what it was, it was, like, this is my mindset. Like, I was, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I can't make that step of faith because I've already told people that. Like, people are going to think I'm a liar. People are going to think I've, like, already said that when I was six. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, yeah. So it was kind of, I had to realize, like, no, like, this is not something, I'm not doing this for other people. I'm not doing this for them. I'm doing it because, like, God is so good and he's so gracious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, yeah, I had to get over that kind of, I don't even know what the word is, like seeking other people's out. Isn't
yeah,
word
like
for
their
that?
Approval, right? Like
approval.
Galatians
1:10.
Who are you gonna live for? You gonna live for man's applause or God's? And that is a human, like, we love applause and approval, but God's is better, right? Yeah. So that's kind of what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
That's good.
That's probably that.
Yeah. And I would say I need to hear that advice, and a whole lot of listeners need to hear that advice, right? Like what God says about you, which we've talked about, what God thinks about you is far more important than what the world says and thinks about us, because they crucified Jesus, so
yeah,
probably not gonna like you very much, you know. So, but it's okay, because God does, he loves you, and so choose to live for him, mm-hmm. right, and choose to surrender every aspect of your life to him. He's worth it. He's so worth it. So that was a look back in time. Let's go forward in time. Okay. This one's always hard because one, we just finished August. It's September. Like, it's still early in your senior year, right? But, so I say that to say, maybe some things will be, like, more concrete as you go into your senior year. But let's hit the fast forward button. Post-graduation, college, post-college, what do you sense God could be leading you into after high school?
Murray State. I think I'm 100% going to go to Murray State. The other thing I'm, like, pretty sure about is girls' ministry, mm-hmm. of just, like, pursuing that. I feel like God is calling me to just, like, love on some little girls who, like, are just trying to go through life and, like, realize who God is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, girls' ministry, that's the only other thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm majoring in or anything like that. That's okay.
But you're really interested in business, and maybe there's a thing there. So mm-hmm. We can end here. I have watched Emma disciple girls, and it's not like, hey, let me give you some really good advice, or I've watched you sit with people, long nights with people, intentional conversations with these girls, pointing them to Jesus, pointing them to the gospel, pointing them to their identity in Christ. I've watched you share the gospel with little girls in Costa Rica. When everyone else is out playing soccer and their youth pastor was leading the charge, Emma said, I'm going to hang out with girls and actually teach them the gospel. And I was like, ooh, I should probably do that too. So I've just watched you do these things. I've watched you disciple girls. I've seen how you're so gifted in that department. And so I'm hoping, I'm praying that the Lord is just going to open the door. It's going to be clear and obvious. And you get to walk into ministry where you get to disciple girls, because you're so good at it. And there was a girl, shout out one more time, named Maggie Grant, who discipled you for a long time, who also had that opportunity. And so we see so much of her in you and you in her. And so it's just really, really awesome. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yes, it was awesome.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
Was it as scary as it sounds?
No, definitely not.
All right, good. Well, church, we'll have another senior spotlight next week. We are so glad to have all these seniors, and we hope you're enjoying them. We'll see you later.